Thank you for allowing me to join you, Tanner.
I mean, you talk about Sergeant Push-Up, and he is ready to make this happen. You're talking a million push-ups. First of all, how in the world did you come up with this idea, and what made you start this?
Well, what I was doing initially, I was doing push-ups with police officers and hopscotch with citizens and so forth. And then one day I got 650-something people together. A homeless person asked me for something to eat. It was across the street by a Chick-fil-A. A Chick-fil-A manager said, "Hey, you doing push-ups? I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you, you do 10 push-ups, I'll give you a sandwich." In 3 hours, I did 2,300 push-ups. I said, "Whoa, this is a great idea to feed kids." And here we are. 4 years later, and a 500,000 meals for children all across the nation. So it all started from selling a Mustang and a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and just a veteran trying to help kids across the nation.
Oh, that is so awesome. Now here's the question. How many meals have you gotten for children and families?
500,000, over 500,000 meals. That, 500,000 meals.
That must make you feel great on the inside, let alone physically. So I guess the million-dollar question is, how many push-ups have you done, like, in one day?
The most I've ever done in one day is 5,105. I did that for the Houston Food Bank from 10 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning. And I did that on Facebook Live so people could actually see me doing that. And I've done over 1 million push-ups. Just everything, anything I can in order to help children across the nation and families.
Now, how do you walk through doors? Because your biceps are so big, you probably can't walk through the door. So, I mean, your arm size must be absolutely humongous. Now, that 1,000 in one day, so take us through, like, how that would look. So describe it from a radio audience standpoint.
So what I do is I do sets of push-ups because I want people to come and ask me about what I'm doing. I want you to find out, why would you be doing this? Why would this older guy, 53 years old, already served the military, why would you be doing these push-ups? And when they see the sweat dripping there, like they see the commitment, it causes people to ask a question. It causes them to ask, what can I do for my local food bank? It causes them to ask, what can I do for the Salvation Army? And that's what I want, because it's bigger than push-ups. I'm going to give you your push-ups. I'm waiting for Elon Musk to make me do push-ups for an entire year.
That'd be awesome.
If he has the money, definitely. That would be absolutely amazing. And I will stay there and give you your push-ups if you hear this message, sir.
Now, how many? Do you have a sponsor? And if so, who is it?
I don't have any sponsor. So what I did, sir, I sold my Mustang and I walked for 5 months. I sold my Mustang. I walked for 5 months. I used that to start this campaign. A Vietnam War veteran saw what I was doing, and he said, "Why would you sell your car?" He said, "I'm going to get your vehicle, and I'm going to sponsor you. The vehicle needs a lot of work," but he died.
Oh.
So this is in his honor as well, completing this mission, trying to help as many children as possible, and I dearly miss him. It's been a couple of years since he's been gone, but he was a Vietnam War veteran, so I greatly appreciate him and his kindness. And now I still continue to push on, and I just try to do it the best way I can.
All right, now take us through what you're going to be doing here to do the campaign, and what does it look like from start to finish? I mean, in other words, when is it started, or has it started?
Yes.
Okay, so take us through that.
So what I'll be doing is push-ups, and I want people to match my push-ups with either canned donations, or food, either toys, and you can do it right over here at 2551 Airport Drive.
Okay.
And it's called K-Land.
Okay. What is the business again?
Mr. D. Smith. It's called K-Land.
Okay.
It is one body. It's over in K-Land. It's 2551, the address, Airport Drive.
Okay.
So people could come over and they could donate anytime, but I'm going to give you your push-ups beforehand. And I want you to match my push-ups with donations of any sort to help them. They're doing a big push to help families during Thanksgiving and make sure families have food and things that they need. But it takes great organizations like you. It takes great radio stations like you. And I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Absolutely.
And share what I'm doing.
No, it's awesome. I mean, what a great idea. How can people get more information, and how can they call or contact you to help?
Well, listen, you can always get Sergeant Pushup at Sergeant Pushup on Facebook, Instagram,
okay.
TikTok, SergeantPushup.com if they want to sponsor, because I have comic books on germs and comic books on bullying, and I have a bunch of books on germs. So when people sponsor those books, I use those books to give out to children, and it helps me to get to the next city. So
excellent.
If anyone wants to help Sergeant Pushup, they could sponsor a Sergeant Pushup Talks to the Kids About Germs comic workbook. I give those books to children. I've given a bunch of those books out today to some kids. And that's what it's all about.
Well, good.
One push-up, 1 mile, one heartbeat at a time.
Good for you, Sergeant Pushup. We really appreciate it. And if you missed any part of this interview, it's going to be on our KRDO podcast page to check it out. Again, it was great talking to you. Wish you the best of luck and keep doing those push-ups.
Well, I greatly appreciate you. And again, tell everyone to follow me, Sergeant Pushup, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Sergeant Pushup 1 is Twitter.
Excellent.
And help me help children all across the nation. Thank you, sir.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. And thanks for your service, by the way.